Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Bram Gordon of Ixeco, a leading AI-powered medical imaging analytics firm helping big pharma develop new treatments for neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's. So big welcome, Bram.
Thanks, Paul. Great to be back. Great to hear also how you summarize our business.
Many congrats on yesterday's contract win. So maybe we can start there. I don't suppose you could just quickly walk investors through the sort of the two agreements plus what the services that Ixeco is delivering over certain timescales.
Certainly, yeah. So we're talking about two separate projects, separate clients as well. Very different, but I would say both very core also to the business that we are and that we're further shaping. So maybe starting with the one which is really very exciting and central, the Alzheimer's disease win. That is with a big pharma company. It's a phase one trial, an international project, of course. And what's exciting about that is, first of all, that obviously this is squarely within the disease area where we said we wanted to grow further. And so that is happening. Secondly, this is a phase one trial. I don't think I need to explain. Phase one is, of course, early. So we've got a way to go. The pharma company has a way to go. We're especially looking at tolerability, safety for the program at the moment. But then, of course, once that hurdle is passed, which obviously together with our client, we're hoping will be the case, we get into the exciting part, which is efficacy measures going into phase two and further, and then hopefully shepherding this product further to market. So very exciting indeed.
And then just on that, Bram, in terms of the phase two and phase three, I guess that means a significant expansion of the type of services that Ixeco would deliver, because I think phase one is a small number of patients, whereas certainly by phase three, we're talking hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'll come back to it actually as I talk about the second program. Yes, this is a phase one. It's a pretty clean one in the sense that we're especially looking, or the client is especially looking at efficacy and tolerability. It's not powered as much as you would need. So there's not that many patients included as you would need for efficacy. And so obviously, as we go into phase two and phase three, we're talking about bigger programs and obviously also bigger contracts for us. But the experience also teaches us that even in this phase one program, there are going to be unexpected events, maybe even hopeful events, and they usually also impact further scope. So in this case, we're looking at a program that is at least going to be 3 years together with this client. I think a clear commitment from them as well to work with us. And you never know what happens in these 3 years, right? And so clearly that is going to have an impact on scope as well.
Yeah, and then that second contract, I've never heard the of the actual condition before, but Friedreich's ataxia.
Yeah, Friedreich's ataxia, it is a rare disease, so an orphan disease. It occurs, I should say, fortunately, maybe in only 1 to 40,000 or 50,000 patients worldwide, but it is a very debilitating disease. It's a neurodegenerative disease, but then it impacts actually muscle degeneration and then of course also mobility of patients. So it is highly debilitating. There aren't many therapies out there at the moment. There is one approved FDA therapy, but it's symptomatic. It tries to stall progression. And we're actually helping here a US biotech that is looking at much more disease modifying therapy, potentially based on a gene editing program. So this is actually, again, very exciting. And coming back to that earlier question which you had, this is actually a phase 1b program. So again, very much still looking also at some of these safety measures. But here there's actually also 9 efficacy endpoints included in the program by the sponsor, so by our client. And so here we're definitely also going to start to look at what can this potential drug do in patients with this disease. And again, here we're talking about a program that will at least take us into more than 5, 6 years together, and hopefully then shepherding again this program into phase two and further on.
Good. And then just more broadly with the sort of the biotech pharma industry, obviously it's a bit under the cosh at the moment, particularly out in the States by sort of price negotiations by or price demands by President Trump, import tariffs and cutbacks to research budgets in the government, etc. How are you seeing that sort of the pipeline and sort of like inherent demand from the biotech companies at the moment?
Yeah, I've said it here before, and I think you're starting to know me a little bit as an optimist, so I'll make that caveat if you wish. But we can't really say that we see an immediate impact on our pipeline at the moment. One of the underlying reasons we believe is because a lot of the big players are investing deeply again in CNS, so in neurology. We don't see these programs with big pharma stalling or halting. Alzheimer's has a very positive momentum. I was at the Alzheimer's conference in Toronto 2, 3 weeks ago. A lot of excitement there. The only thing we need to be realistic about is that obviously there's also those biotechs that are very dependent on risk capital, and that obviously is very dependent also on some of the economic reality that we see out there. But again, I can't say at the moment that
Yeah.
this is actually impacting our pipeline so far.
Okay. And then, I mean, I'm an ex-shareholder of Roche, and I'm actually a current shareholder of Bristol Myers. Bristol Myers, as you probably know, are doing a phase three trial for Cobenfy, their new Alzheimer's drug, I think next year or something like that, so next 6 months. That's the right th thinking about it. And then likewise with Roche, they've got this brain shuttle development in Alzheimer's or schizophrenia for the next sort of 6 to 12 months. Is there, I guess those programs are still ongoing. I mean, there seems to be, just as a shareholder, there seems to be a lot of value associated with those programs. That wouldn't be, dis it may be disrupted a bit, but not hugely. It's still going to be on track, I imagine.
No, absolutely. And actually, if you want to look up yourself, or if the listeners want to look up, for example, the Roche program at AAIC, the conference I talked about before in Toronto, there was a lot of excitement around that compound. It is clear that this is again being seen as a potential game changer. Obviously, not there yet in terms of approvals. A lot of work to be done. And as you can imagine, we're talking to these companies also. We're part of the Global Alzheimer's platform. In that cohort, we are very central, I would say now, to what's going on there.
Good. Well, that'll be certainly something I'll be interested to hear about. So, just in final then, so just the closing remarks. Sort of, I guess you've already done a year-end trading update for the September 2025 year-end, but just sort of news flow until the prelims in December. Is it what's it like to be, or is it, if anything at all?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we're even actually thinking at the moment about doing a potential capital markets day, which obviously I'll keep you abreast of. The guidance which we put out there, indeed, as you may remember, is a 9% increase between 24 and 25. So confident about achieving, hopefully exceeding the guidance which we put out there earlier. And so definitely going to continue to push for double-digit growth here.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks again, Bram. Hope you managed to tuck in a nice holiday rest before all the excitement in the autumn, and look forward in speaking in the next few months or so.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.